These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Pittsburgh Works is on the air, and it's about divorce and the reality expert that you have really listened to in the last, say, few months and have come to know and love. She is truly helping thousands. She is Nan Cohen. She joins us today. And how much is that doggy in the window? And you're going to find out what Petland at the Pittsburgh Mills and Alan Kaplan can do for those of you who maybe a little down on your luck. Good morning. How are you, Nan?
Whoa, how about that? Welcome. I'm so excited to be here. You know why?
Why?
Because KDK has really welcomed me. The people that I have met, working with, we're getting all these one smile at a time, and it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing some good here, Rob.
Absolutely.
I am revved up. Can you tell?
Yes. I think you and Vinny are drinking the same coffee today.
But did Vinny have the blue suede shoes on?
No.
Okay. But Rob does.
Well, I'm all shook up. What can I say?
All right. Let's talk some divorce. Let me tell you where we have been all around. We've got different, we're going to take the show into different routes every time we get on the air, and we are going to bring in pets. We're going to intervene pets into this discussion. And I talked with you yesterday, and you're like, okay, then it all made sense to you, didn't it?
Hey, I just said to Dr. Mike Allen, by the way, Allen, say good morning.
How you doing out there?
I just told him who is the
I was going to bring you in, but I was getting my...
But I just told Dr. Mike, who is really the best at what he does, just last hour off the air, my dog, Sammy, is the only person that no matter what's going on in the house, when I walk into the house and say hello, he comes running and pays attention to me. So there is something to be said about an animal. And all I can say is how really painful my life would have been without Sammy over the last 5 years. He is amazing.
And, you know, Alan and I, we've been talking on the air for years about the importance of having a pet. And then we started in, you know, I went back, a little reality check for myself. And when you've got, you know, unfortunately, divorce happens. We got that. Separation happens. And not even going that route, whether you're single, married, divorced, widowed, I say it all the time, pets can enlighten your life. Mm-hmm. When we've got custody issues going on, when we're trying to, you know, move people around and getting situated, you got a pet in the house, it's that unconditional love. And it doesn't have to be, you know, all we start small sometimes with a pet.
Do people actually, I'm just going to ask because you said that magic word, custody. Do people sometimes battle for custody of the pet?
Yes, we have it going on right now. And we are actually, we're working on a settlement, you know, an agreement to work how this dog is going to be taken care of, who's going to pay the bills. And the heart and soul of it is the visitation. They each, and it takes special people, just like in custody of children, it takes special parents. You've got to realize it's the best interest of the children. In this case, it's the best interest of their pet. So,
Alan is here. Alan, great to have you on the air today from Petland at the Pittsburgh Mills, which I absolutely love. Tell us a little bit about what you do there.
We're up at the Pittsburgh Mills, like Rob said, and we do everything. We do it from the tarantulas and scorpions all the way up to the puppies and to the grooming. So we have all the warm and fuzzies in between. So we're talking about the bunnies and the hamsters and the gerbils and the mice and the rats, and we do everything.
That's cool. That's really cool.
We like the puppies. Puppies are fun, and we also have a great grooming salon up there. And we have a blast every day we go to work.
It's a happy place. I'm going to tell you, I stop in there, and I will just tell you, you know, I was on the air for years, and nobody knew that I even had a pet. And then all of a sudden, I just said it one day, and they're like, you have a dog? And it was Truffles at the time. And
Truffles.
It was Truffles.
I knew Truffles.
Yeah, you did. And all of a sudden, you know, it's a conversation starter. But we're going to get into that. But we're going to talk about the healthy ways to pets can enhance your life. You with me on that, Alan?
I am.
We followed this how many times?
Well, even before we get started, Nan, Rob said when he was talking about his dog, and he said the person that, and he referred to the dog as the person in the house.
Well, yeah.
So there it is right there, how it makes you happy every day, because that dog is now
when you need a friend, they're never too busy.
No. But yeah. I found it funny when I came in and you refer to the dog as a person. That's how we do it every day at the store. They're people.
Well, he's my fourth child. That's how much he means to me.
Well, I'm with you on it. What wouldn't you do for that pet? You know, Alan's talking about he has a wonderful spa. It's called the Pet Spa. And can I tell everybody, you know, my Lily now, Lily goes, she's there all the time. And I have to make sure that she gets her quality time up there, you know, grooming-wise. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it's important.
So you got to call in advance.
Right. Well, I know, but it's important to do but it makes me feel good.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, yeah, and she's done. She gets off the table, and she kind of prances over to you, and she enjoys her time there.
That's because she
loves, well as you do, Nan.
That's because she loves her Aunt Tammy there.
I know where I would go, but you're the host of the show, so let me ask you, if I were to tell people to call in today, why would they want to call in if they're dealing with divorce and their pets?
Well, I'm going to take it from on the divorce side of it, how I feel and what I'm seeing out there, because it's like I'm in the field now, you know, and I'm putting out there that this is important. It's important if you have no children. It's important if you do have children. You know, Alan and I talk about this all the time. Why not get a dog? Let's just talk a dog for a minute. You take the dog to the park. Is it a great conversation starter?
Mm-hmm.
Alan, pick up on me.
Oh, yeah. We've had this conversation before. But absolutely, whether male or female, if you're single, looking for a date, whatever, you take your dog to the park, you're going to get it. but not even just a date. I mean, you just go.
Just
you meet
to
people
meet
and,
people,
and dog
to
people
converse.
And dog people.
And that's a – you love to surround yourself with positive people. And if you're – you know, I'm going to step on this one. Mm-hmm. If you're widowed, I mean, you're looking for some companionship. You know, maybe you just don't want that next person in your life right away. Mm-hmm. You need the time. A pet is there for you unconditionally. And I said it before. It doesn't have to always be a four-legged thing walking around. And sometimes people start that have never had a pet. It's a warm and fuzzy.
Yeah,
right?
or the eight-legged.
Okay. Yeah, or no legs, as Alan will say.
Yeah. Well, we were going to tarantulas and snakes because Nan likes those so
That's
much.
All cool. That's all cool. Listen,
Everyone likes something different.
Dr. Mike has really explained to me the love of the pet rat and how that's really grown in recent years. And I can dig that.
You know, and people think, oh, the river rats, you know, and they're big and dirty, but they're not. They're clean. They're intelligent. It's amazing.
So,
it's very social creatures.
So, Colin, do you want to talk to us about your pet? It's interesting. I actually popped on Facebook by accident about 1 a.m. in the morning, and I was telling Alan, everybody has a story. And I heard them from married people this morning. I heard them from divorced people. It's everybody's positive. And just like you said.
Sammy is about 3 weeks. You'll appreciate this, Alan. Overdue. He's a cockapoo for his grooming. So people show up now, and I'm like, yeah, I have a lamb now. He looks like a little lamb. He's a cute little kid.
I can see him looking
kid.
That way.
Well, but here's the thing, and I'm going to go to break. But honestly, whenever I need just someone in my life, he's never too busy. And he's the first one to greet you when you get home at night, and he's the last one you look at before you lock the door in the morning. And he's staring at you the whole time, both times.
Right.
Nobody, no human on the planet will give you that much attention.
Absolutely not.
It's 914, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, or Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pittsburgh Works. We're dealing with divorce and how your pets can affect the outcome. So if you have been recently divorced and you are depending on that pet, tell us what that pet has done for you and how that pet has made your life better. The number to dial to be on this program, and all of our lines are available right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And Nan Cohen is here, your host. And we have with us Alan Kaplan from Petland in the Pittsburgh Mills.
Okay. I'm going to talk about a couple of things that Alan and I talk about all the time. One being, we're talking today, you know, kids and allergies and things going on. It proves positive to have a pet when the kids are small. And Alan looks at me like, yeah, we've been.
It does.
Okay, because it builds their immunity system.
It does. And I'm not a doctor by any means, but
no.
I know just in my own case, for example, when the kids were born, the two dogs were at home, and the kids have no allergies. So I think that they build up a resistance, they build up an immunity to it, and it's good to have them, whether it's from the get-go or I guess even older, but I guess as a young child, you build up that resistance and it makes it better and better.
Yeah, I mean, I pull this research off all the time, and I'm constantly scanning it and reviewing it. And, you know, when you go into Alan, let's talk about your store. The staff, commendable. When you get in there and today you have the option of knowing if your child does have allergies. You may want something that sheds, something that doesn't shed. You know, the big dogs we know shed. But the education...
Well, not all big dogs shed, but...
Yeah, you stick up for them big dogs.
But the point is, when you go in and you can talk to somebody and spend time and get to know the pet, Alan's people are right there. His staff is amazing with the questions and the answers. And patients, I'm up there. I can't believe sometimes you're standing there in your pet visiting area,
yeah,
and how people have conversations with. I don't know how they don't.
Well, I mean, when you're looking for a new, it's an expansion of your family. So it's not a 1, 2, 3. There's a blue shirt on the rack, and I take it off. I mean, there's lots of things you need to go through when you're looking for a puppy or an older dog, for that matter. And it just doesn't happen. It has to be patience, or it's not going to be right for the family.
Right.
Or for the dog, for that matter.
But you also get to educate. You know, where is this puppy going to go home? We should say you have some shelter animals up there.
We do get shelter puppies in. Dogs.
Some of them are pretty big.
Some are puppies, some are dogs. More dogs, I think, than puppies with the shelter.
Yeah, and here you have they talk to you. You know, if you don't have the yard and you don't have the wherewithal to have that particular animal, then you work with them and you figure out what would
be
best.
Is it going to go with the right breed, with the right environment, the right person to make it good for both?
Sometimes a senior doesn't want, you know,
a Jack Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
That's a good point.
But you're on that with your staff. They're right there. And
you have, there's rooms where you can visit with the dogs and you can find out if you are allergic. You find out if the dog likes you. They a lot of times people say, well, I'm going to pick that dog. Well, no, the dog kind of picks you as the owner. So you may go in the room and love this dog. Dog might not like you. So you need to get a different dog.
I
see that all the time. People don't realize that, but you see it all the time.
That's when you said, how do you love what you did? Alan, every day there's a smile on his face up there.
Oh, I can see why.
you're showing us a little bit.
You're talking about the unconditional love, and I can walk in and see 30 puppies at any time to give me unconditional love. It's fantastic.
Oh, you keep doing what you're doing up there. I tell you that all the time. when I want to tie in a little bit of divorce with the pets, a lot of times I see a little bit of maybe depression, you know, things just aren't going right. We start letting ourselves go.
There's never a little bit of depression. People are always depressed when they get divorced.
No, we can have good divorces, you know. They realize they shouldn't have been married.
But if you're not depressed after a divorce, then you never loved that person to begin with.
Rob, people do grow different. They grow apart. And
nobody's doing cartwheels after a divorce.
I didn't say that. I'm saying if they can have a good divorce, they understand why they're getting divorced, and they want to make it work through that divorce, it happens. You've got to be willing to make that happen. Now, that's another show.
Okay. Fair enough.
But when we get to the part where you've got to be active, you know, life isn't going to end, exercise. How about getting a dog? I mean, we're seeing it. It's report after report after report. Get on the move. Make that pet your exercise buddy, mm-hmm, right? I'd much rather. I go to exercise at some of the local places, okay? Everybody wants to talk to me. I don't want to. That's not my time to talk. My time to talk is here, not when I'm going to go work out. If I take my Lily, and by the way, we should just say the Alan.
What kind of dog is Lily?
Lily is a Shih Tzu. And I'm going to let Alan, Lily got a birthday present. Lily just had a birthday, and Alan got her birthday present.
Well, we're talking about exercise, so I'm not so sure.
This is exercise.
Exercise for you, not
yes,
for her.
For me.
For you.
But she.
Because Lily goes into a doggy stroller now and gets walked.
Right.
So she doesn't have to walk.
I'll have to show you the picture.
So Nan's exercising, but the dog's not.
Well, no, because Lily can't go that far. She has short little legs, and she conks out.
Short legs, and she has the smushed in face.
Do
the long,
you
soft
actually
belly.
Push this dog
yes.
around in a stroller?
Yes, it's
and
great
it's
therapy, and it's a great
it's
conversational
pink.
Starter because everybody wants to see who's in the stroller.
You're like Reese Witherspoon in Legally Blonde with that little dog popping out of her purse.
Well,
oh,
wait a minute, my we can.
Well,
my
Lily
family
is that
will...
type of dog, but
what?
She
yeah.
is that type of dog.
But Alan, stick up for Lily. You know,
I like. Shih Tzus are great,
because
I have Pekingese, so I'm not too far away from you.
She's not a big Shih Tzu. She's a small Shih Tzu. Okay. He's seeing the photos.
Look at
now.
That.
We'll get it up on Facebook.
She's also well groomed.
Of course she is. But the fact remains: who's getting the exercise? Lily can only go so far.
That's
she
true.
Can only go so many.
Well,
times
I never
around
thought
the park.
Of it that way, but you're right. They got short legs. They can't go.
Right.
That makes sense.
So
right.
why
in
should
the
I stop?
In humid weather, it's hard for them to breathe because of the way their faces. And... So the stroller does work, and you can go in the hot weather and push away.
And I'm telling you, it's a great conversation starter.
Now, if Reese Witherspoon would push me around in a stroller, I would definitely be up for that. It's 9:25. Again, our guest is Alan Kaplan from Petland at the Pittsburgh Mills. If you'd like to join us, the number to dial is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Depression, divorce, and what your pet has enabled you to overcome. Do you recommend someone that knows someone who's divorced and they come in and say, you know, Alan, I want to buy a pet for them? I got to believe that the owner has to be there. You agree or disagree?
The owner should be there. I mean, you'll get not so much with divorce. In my case, I don't experience that the way Nan does, but I'll get a lot of times for an elderly person, you know, I want to buy a dog for my mother or a dog for my dad, and they're, you know, 75 or they're 80 or whatever it is. And even at that point, I still think that person should be there because, like I said before, I think the dog picks the owner sometimes, and just because it likes you, it may not like your dad or your mom.
All right, it is everybody liked my dad and mom. You know? Anyway, number to dial, some calls are coming in, 866-391-1020. We're going to take those calls. Lots more still to come with Nan Cohen. How can they find out about all your books and everything that you do, Nan?
Oh, please, please, please go to my website. I'm having so much fun with the KDK listeners. Go to divorcerealityexpert.com. I'm going to tell you a little later on where I'm going to be. I'm going to be out and about now. Spring's here,
right.
And I've been itching.
Right.
So I'm going to be out and about. I'll tell you where I'm going to be. Alan will be back in just a couple.
You know, my hero, Mike Pintek, has a cat. We should talk about cats.
We can talk
about
cats.
Yeah, we can talk. I always feel that we leave.
Kitten season's coming.
We got to talk about cats,
too. Let's talk about Mike's cat.
Okay.
It's 9:26. You know Mike's cat. We'll be right back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, back, ladies and gentlemen. Pittsburgh Works. Today, it's dealing with divorce. Reality expert Nan Cohen. And we're talking to Alan Kaplan from Petland at the Pittsburgh Mills, talking about animals and how they help so many people deal with all of the shortcomings that we are left with following separation and the subsequent divorce, and how they help so many people rebound and get back into the game of life. 866-391-1020 or Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. Here is Robin in Emsworth. Good morning, Robin. Say hi to Alan and Nan Cohen. You're on KDKA.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi. Yes, the reason I was calling is it's not I didn't get a divorce is what I'm trying to say. I've been a widow for 22 years, and I raised three children and adopted a son as well. And in June of 2012 to September of 2012, I am a diabetic. I almost lost my right leg, and I've had a lot of problems. I was in a wheelchair for 4 months. If it wasn't for my two dogs and my two cats, I would never have made it.
This is why I'm doing this show. This is why it's important to have Alan here.
Animals are wonderful.
And that's what I said. You can be the whatever reason. It just enhances your life, and yours is a different situation. It medically, boom. And Alan, kudos. I mean, look to the therapy dogs. To you know, we can go on and on.
She's dealing with it really hard.
Right.
I would imagine that the dogs and the cats would definitely make it a little bit easier for you, because that's a situation not everyone could handle.
This is an amazing part of the, and then I will pretty much end it because I just love them so much, and. I had to crawl. I live in a very large home in Emsworth, and I had to crawl up a flight and a half of steps to go into my bedroom and then crawl to the hallway through to my bedroom and get in bed. And my dogs took each step with me. I wish I would have had someone taping it. I would take my knee and push up a step in each dog, one on my left, one on my right. I have a Pekingese. And he is going to be 12 years old. He's wonderful. He was a gift. He was bought from Petland. And the other three are adopted from shelters. And each step. And my other dog is Rottweiler, Doberman, and Lab. And he also has some Beagle in him. And each step. And it was no exaggeration.
Oh, no, and that's what we were talking about with the unconditional love and how much these dogs do for you. And it sounds like you really, really love your dogs a lot.
Oh, my God.
And then, of course, they give you that unconditional love and love you as well.
Robin, thank you for that call. A number to dial, 866-391-1020. We have some lines available talking about going through a divorce or, in Robin's case, being a widow and how your animals can really help you take that, she mentioned, literally next step. Here's the thing that I noticed, and I believe it, the animals have an instinct that humans don't. And I really wonder who are the animals that walk the earth as opposed to the humans when you read the press clippings every day and listen to the news. It's just an instinct that they put other people first, or their owners, if you will, people. And I've even seen them do it to other animals. When I was a young child, we had twin kittens, and Fluffy and Snowball, and one was poisoned by someone in the neighborhood who didn't want this cat in their yard. It was Christmas Eve, and here the other cat drugged Snowball all the way back to our house so we would be able to do what we needed to do and knew something was wrong. They have an instinct.
They do. They absolutely do.
That they put others first. And I think we can learn, all of us can learn something from animals.
And we talk about this. A simple experiment. Well, how about
I was going to say, you can always tell the dog or the cat, when someone's upset or somebody's, there's something wrong, they just know it. They, like you said, they sense it, they know it. And I'm sure there's some scientific facts that maybe Dr. Mike could tell us sometime. But there's something there that they sense and they can tell. Absolutely.
I agree.
You know, I start, you get mad and raise your voice to the kids or whatever, and the dog gets right in between there and it's like, hey, back off.
yeah. Those are my friends. But, you know, something else, too, dogs have and animals have short memories. They understand that sometimes you don't have a good day, and they're there for you even when your day isn't good. When times are great, they're at your side, and when times are bad, they're at your side.
Right. Hard to live without them.
Yeah, and we could all learn something from that. I have to believe that a lot of people go through as much depression, and please, I would never put my dog in front of my children, but go through as much when they have to leave a home and not just leave their biological children behind, but in many cases, they're lovable, adopted, at least in the definition of adoption that we would believe it to be when we look at our animals. That can be equally as depressing, because we talked about this with Dr. Mike, Nan, and Alan. The loss of a pet is devastating.
Oh, it is.
So what's your advice to someone who comes to you and says, well, I can't get more kids, obviously. I got enough of my own kids, and I'm kind of worried about getting a pet because I don't know if I'm going to be around or at home as much. But boy, I sure miss my pet, Alan. What do you recommend to them? Take some time or get another pet or...
I mean, everyone does it different. I mean,
it's a mourning process. You've got to go through the process.
It depends on the person.
Yeah.
We get people that go to the vet and they put their dog down for whatever reason. Hopefully, it's older and just needs it's time. And they come to the store and they get a new puppy that same day. And other people take a year or 2 years or 3 years. Just depends what circumstances are right for them.
And it's how you define it yourself.
Yeah,
so whatever.
I just know
that
I go to my house and there's no dog there. The whole home would be different. I wouldn't be able to take it. I'd have to.
Can I tell you something? I thought I had a home because I had one pet for 17 years when I was a kid. Pet died in 1982, February 12th. I remember the day. I had this dog.
My birthday.
For 17 years, we had this dog. Devastating. Never owned a pet until, obviously, Sammy. I thought I had a home up until that time, but we never had a home until we had this pet. This pet has made our home even more special.
And I've said to Alan, I said, we have to remember that people have grown up and haven't had a pet. But I think it's worth giving it a whirl and experiencing it. And there's opportunities. You know, you can go and volunteer at the shelters. You can go spend time in Alan's store. Get to know, give yourself the opportunity. And I don't want to have to say this. Maybe you start out small. You know, we were all teaching kids responsibility, you know, respect and responsibility. Start, if it has to be just feeding
Right, Nan.
It's feeding the gerbil, feeding the tarantula. Okay,
taking the dog out.
It's part of what we should be doing for their well-being as well as our own.
Now, this is a stretch, but I'm just going to say it. You really wonder, and we've all been guilty of it, where we don't have the same parenting skills as our parents had. I believe that on my best day, I'll never equal the parenting skills of my parents. Many of them had pets. My mother had cats all the time. My father had dogs. He was a hunter. He was out in the woods. He understood humanity and was a humane individual because he learned that from his father. If you think about it, if children on a regular basis were taught responsibilities in a somewhat normal household, because I don't even know what normal is today, I think many of them would become better parents later in life because of that responsibility. It's like me. When I see that water bowl empty, I get frustrated. I tell my kids all the time, never leave Sammy without water. That's like something I constantly think about. 3 o'clock in the morning, the first thing I do when I wake up, I look in his water bowl to see that he has water. Do you think that there may be something to that, Nan, that can teach people not just compassion, but responsibility that they carry into adulthood?
Well, I'm going to tell you, on one of the first divorce cases, when I decided to get into the coaching and consulting business, I have to tell you, the first one I had was a family, and the children work it. The children know how to angle mom and dad. But we brought a pet. The pet was at mom's house. It was a dog. Didn't have to feed the dog, this, that, and the other. Oh, I don't have to do that at dad's house. I don't have to do that at mom's house. Well, you know what? When the responsibility came that it's this is your dog. We give it a home. We're here. Because ultimately this kid knew somebody was going to feed the dog, right? If it wasn't him, it would be somebody else. We showed that the pet was going to go to each home. And both parents came together and said, you know what? When the dog's here, the dog needs walk. The dog needs fed. This is the way it's going to be. So there again, it's two people making it work. Guess who? It works. With the mirror, that's the responsibility you're teaching there, right?
Right. I agree.
Absolutely.
And you know, and I'll tell you where else. I was a huge fan of the 4-H Club, still am today, because of my friend Sonny Janoski. And these children are taught to take care of these pets and groom them and feed them. And if you get around farm people who are around animals, they're really good human beings, and they care about each other, and they're all about family. I think there's something to be said. And many of their families don't break up because they understand from a very young age of the importance of a family. So a lot of good things to talk about. More calls coming in. Nan, tell everybody who's on the show today.
We've got Alan Kaplan from Petland Pittsburgh Mills here real quick. I'm going to give you his phone number. It's 724-274-7877, 724-274-7877. And Alan, you are actually physically in that store.
I am.
Every day.
I'll be there from leaving the studio and going straight to work.
All right.
You like Big
Dog. I don't even know if I want to call work. I'm going to the store. How's that?
Look, I got
We're going to have fun.
I have a cockapoo, but I do love Big Dogs. You like Big Dogs?
No, I like big dogs, but I have small dogs, and I've always had small dogs. And
I just like big
dogs.
That's
what I'm used to.
And you know, the pit bull gets a bad rap. I love pit bulls.
They do have a bad rap.
Yeah, and please, you're an expert. Tell the audience that if they're raised right.
If they're bred properly and they're raised properly, they should be fine.
There you go.
It's the ones that they're inbred, and they're taught to fight, and it's horrible. And Rottweilers and Akitas and some of the other breeds, the same thing.
But I got to tell you, I wouldn't want Sammy to go crazy on me either. Even small dogs can put a hurting on you. So you got to have respect of your animals, no doubt. More calls coming in. By the way, if you want to get a hold of Nan and get information on her books and everything she does, you got to go to her website. Tell them, Nan.
DivorceRealityExpert.com. And I'm going to give the phone number out because people say, you didn't give me the phone number enough. It's 412-996-3346.
We'll be back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
Alan Kaplan is here. Petland, Pittsburgh Mills, Nan Cohen, divorce reality expert. This is her hour. It is Pittsburgh Works, and she is here the first Saturday of every month, and we go to the phones and say hi to Vince in Burgesstown. Morning, Vince. You're on KDKA's Pittsburgh Works with Nan Cohen and Alan Kaplan. How are you?
Hi, Vince.
I'm fine. First, let me tell you, for 12 years, I was a state humane agent for free. I arrested in many people, but my call is about a friend of mine who never had a pet, never, until he started to have depression, and he was locked up a couple times, and finally I had taken him down to Animal Friends, and we fixed him up down there with a beautiful white 2-year-old German Shepherd. To this day, now this is way back, maybe about close to 10 years ago, to this day, he is a fine man today. No problems except some medical problems, but he's not depressed. He brushes the teeth on this dog every night.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Yep. He just went out last year and got himself another dog. Which I wasn't really wanting him because of his age and that, but he brushes their teeth. He wears some. I worked for the Movement for Animal Rights and did a lot of work for animal care and welfare. I've seen it all, bad and good. I say to people, if you aren't depressed, go to one of the shelters, sit down, talk to them, and see what kind of animal, dog, you would be for you.
All right, Vince. Thanks.
Thanks, Vince.
Let's take one more call here before the top of the hour. Bobby in Uniontown. You're on KDK. How you doing, Bobby? Hello, Bobby. Bobby's listening in delay. Bobby will be joining us momentarily. In three, in two, in one. Here he comes. Here he comes.
Hello?
Hey, Bobby, can you turn that radio down, please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. I was listening to the radio here. I heard you had a dog named Sammy.
Yes.
And I did. In 1996, I come home about 3 in the morning from being out. And I got out of the car, and it was drizzling rain. It was a July 28th, and there was a big dog and a little tiny puppy there, and the big dog ran. And that little puppy stood there and looked at me. Well, at the time, I had a car lot in Uniontown, so I picked him up, took him downtown in my office, and I made him a bed and fed him and this and that. Well, advertising for a week in the paper, nobody wanted him. So I took him to the vet. They told me he was a border collie, okay? And I kept him at my car lot for 10 years. Everybody knew him when they come in. He had his own chair. People come in, and I had to buy here, pay here, and then hand their payment in an envelope to him, and he'd bring it over, stand up, and put it on my desk. Everywhere I went, he went. The car auctions, everywhere. Excuse me. And July 28th, he died. And I haven't learned to live with it. Every day, I mean, we went everywhere. He rode in my car. He went to me. When I'd be washing cars out on a car lot, he'd be there. I'd squirt him with the hose. He never, ever snapped at nobody. He never had a bad thing. He got groomed every month. Toenails, ears clean, you know, all 9 yards.
Yeah, it sounds like he was your best friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is just another example how animals can change your life. And, you know, I've said this, when you lose somebody in your life because of death, it's hard. But divorce, in my opinion, and I've been through both.
I know, you're going to put it there. Yeah.
It's worse because that's why having an animal in your life is more important than I think than any other obstacle that you have to overcome.
But for somebody like Bobby to have that much love.
There it is.
Bobby, you owe it to the next. Make another pet a happy home. You know, go out and do that. And that's why I felt it was so important. I know Alan's going to be back here. We've got tons of stuff to talk about on the air. Alan, you have to keep doing what you're doing up there because you are creating smiles one at a time, and I love it up there.
Here's what they should do. They should create a shelter for divorcees because that dog had a pretty good life, you know?
But you know, Roma, like this show's about divorce because, you know, that's close up and personal to me. But like I said at the top of the show, it's, you know, if you're single, you're married, you're divorced, we can always find a reason to have a pet for a whole host of reasons.
But
from your own
Here's
health,
the thing. What was the one common denominator in all the calls we took today, even that sad one that we just heard from Bobby in which he lost this dog after 10 years? Is how they made, while they were on this earth, someone's life better. And that's what you need
it's
while you're going.
It's two ways. They made the pet's life better, and they made their own lives
that's
better.
That's it. Absolutely.
And that's why, you know, kudos to everybody for doing what you're doing in the pet world. You know what? Today's a perfect day. The weather has broken. We're out. We're all itching. Take yourself up. Walk in the store up there. Spend
some
time.
Yeah, come on out and play with some puppies today.
Yeah, well, but they're helping the pets, too,
absolutely.
When they're doing
their
they socializing.
Absolutely, they need to come out and socialize, exercise, absolutely.
You're socializing the pets
You don't always
there.
Have to buy one.
Do it. Do it. I'm telling you, do it. So, Alan, they can find you later on today at the Pittsburgh Mills and every day.
Except Tuesdays.
I guess we're allowed to give you one day
off. Once in a while, I need it for my family.
Petland, let me tell you, it's a full-scale store from every. You tell them everything that you cover in the store.
Oh, we do everything from the dog food to the hamster food to the parakeet food, on up through the treats, the collars, leashes, the clothes, the strollers, the pets themselves, and of course the grooming salon.
And don't be intimidated if you haven't had a pet. His staff is there. They're willing to sit down to talk to you, tell you what you need. You'll leave there knowing what you need. And you're there in case they need to talk to you,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And if it's not a puppy, maybe it's a bunny. Maybe it's a guinea pig. Whatever we need to get you into to make it right for you.
Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing up there, Alan, okay?
Thank you.
All right. And to me, everybody wants to know where I am at. This week, actually, we posted it up on my website. I'm going to be speaking at the Downtown Rotary. And I thought that the public couldn't attend, but a fairy told me that, yes, the public can attend. So if you'd like to attend, I'm going to be speaking with the Power of the Voice this Wednesday at noon downtown. I think that's at the Westin, isn't that at the Westin? The Omni, at the Omni with the Rotary. You can email me, give me a call, or you can check the Rotary website to get in to see me there. And at the end of, we're already into May, really great symposium coming up, sponsored by Brewster's. We are going to be May 4th at the Brewster's Ice Cream, and that's on Perry Highway in Ingomar. For a benefit for the Northland Public Library. I'm going to be there with my book, Dealing with Divorce. I've got Diane Bogut. She's going to be there. Time for a fresh one. A friend of mine, Sally Power. We're all authors local, and that's what we really want to do.
Okay.
Is get it out.
So May, you're going to be there with
I
Brewster's?
I am.
That's strawberry month at Brewster's, so I'll show up for that one.
Oh, good. It's nice. You heard that. Pratt will be joining us.
And by the way, that itch that I had for spring, it's gone because he brought me some Frontline earlier today. And if you listen to Dr. Mike's show, you understand what I mean. Barry Green is here, too, from Jonathan Green. We're going to talk to him next hour on the True Value Home Improvement Show. We'll come back and wrap up this week's edition of Pittsburgh Works next.
All right. And let me say, I was just really surprised. You know, the biggest thing I got out of KDKA is when somebody calls me or inquires, you know, wants to talk with me, mm-hmm. I call them and they say, Nan, is that you? Of course it is. Let's talk divorce. You can reach me at 412-996-3346. Alan Kaplan, they can reach you at Petland, 724-274-7877. Petland, Pittsburgh Mills.
Yep, stop by and say hello.
All right. Hey, Alan, good meeting you today.
Nice meeting you, too.
Nan, good seeing you.
What, you know what? We're going to be back in a couple weeks with a surprise, huh?